Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and today is Monday. Fabulous Monday, September 19th, 2011. So the show will have to figure out what to do on it here. I'm trying to get themes. We could talk about dark side practitioners, about clone body parts that could be in you from going to one, hexes, spells, curses. We could talk about abductions. We could talk about the brand new clearings. So if anybody has any interest there, and if you have done a couple of those brand new free clearings, you may want to call in and describe them. A lot of people love doing the gray sky clearing because all of a sudden the sky above your house or whatever kind of opens up and it comes normal again. So that's one nice thing. So I guess we'll see if Carrie's out there and we'll just see what people would like to talk about. So I would rather just have people call in who have had a healing, new people even. We get a lot of new people who might have questions, but people who have had clearing and the people that may need to know more information about the light shift. Remember, we have our Q&A on Fridays. But if you are new, listening, or fairly new, and you just have a question, that would be wonderful, too. We could turn Mondays also into an extension of Friday where it's a Q&A here and go that way. So I would rather not do any specialized clearings for people during this program, but I would like to have validation of what you've had in the past. That way we can kind of go in that direction to let you know what the light shift can actually do for people. So I'll turn it over to you, Carrie, and we can wait for a caller or see what's on the fast chat coming up.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, welcome, everybody, to Monday Afternoon with Ron on BBS. And the call-in numbers for Station 1 are toll-free U.S. and Canada. That's the 888-627-6008 number. And then I would hop after that onto line 4, which is area code 530-413-4522, 530-413-4522. So, I'm not seeing any questions yet on the fast chat, just people saying hello. We've got Larry and Ed and Dulcie, Maria, Marcy, Janice. Ed in Austria is, let's see, up late or up early? I'm looking at the clock. Oh, up very late, 1 in the morning maybe even 2. So thanks for staying up with us, Ed. And Skyla, Rhonda, Marianne's listening, Martha, Keith, and Empowered. So, Keith, I haven't seen Keith's name before, Ron, and Keith has a question, and he's asking, what is gray sky? So what is that clearing all about? You mentioned that a moment ago, the gray skies clearing, which is one of your free clearings on the website.
Yeah, the gray sky clearing came about because that's the United States of America's military underground. These are the good guys. Name for the program that I'm helping them with the light ship. And these are the soldiers that have been brought from boot camp from the previous wars, and they time traveled into the future. So to make it simple, we'll just look at the Vietnam War, Korean War, and, you know, World War II. So these soldiers that were young people back then, they stopped time. Remember, doing time travel is known by almost everybody, and that's been being done for a long time. The people that don't know about it, then you have to use much cruder devices sometimes or ways to look at it. But basically, you know, we all know about time travel because it's kind of like a given, you know, much like eating. You see all these programs on TV, different series, you know, Stargate's one of them, you know, and those are old, where you travel in time. Even the old one that was out, what was it called with Spock in there?
Star Trek?
Star Trek, yeah. They did time traveling, you know, beam me up, Scotty, right? So they're going out of time someplace, okay? So that's what it's all about. So that's in your vocabulary. That's been brought into you. So all these people in the government's military, this is not ours, but other ones also, but our government underground, the United States of America, remember I have to say that so you know what I'm talking about, military, is doing this work. And they're heading this up. And the other militaries that are here, even if we were at war with them, they just stopped time, allowed the soldiers to go into the future, I can't exactly recall what date, I'll just say to pick a number, 2100. And from there, they were trained how to fight aliens. And then they're back now, just outside of our dimension, physically fighting aliens to get them off this planet. So the name of Gray Skies is what we have here physically, too. And that means that the Gray Skies would be the aliens coming to invade this planet. And they're helping to get rid of them. Now, you can also do a free clearing, which is called a Gray Sky clearing. And you can all of a sudden see your skies clear up. So the alien ships, UFOs, whatever you want to call them, that you cannot see physically, but you can spot them in the flat bottom clouds that form around them, okay, are out there. So that's what the gray sky clearing does. It gets rid of the aliens that are just above your head. You know, how high are they? Well, how high are clouds, okay? You know, I don't know. I know that... you can go up on a mountainside and look down upon the clouds sometimes. So I would just say they're typically maybe at 10,000 feet. So just think, 10,000 feet on top of your head are alien ships. You do this gray sky clearing, and they will get probably terminated, and the sky will become the way it's supposed to be. So that's what it's all about. And that's what the gray sky clearing is. It helps you out. You can do a satellite clearing. That gets rid of the aliens that are sending you messages, mind control transmissions, whatever that would be. If you're a channeler, boy, you're probably really hooked up because they're really allowing you to come through with what they want to tell you. Especially if you channel, you know, the realms of maybe this high spiritual energies like the masters and angels and things. So... that's kind of that. We have another clearing up, which is new. I'd have to probably go to the website to let you know what they are. I know we have the 2,000-year darkness barcode that's been put on people. That one's a free clearing. We have the alien human hybrid clearing. So you can maybe talk about those briefly, Carrie.
Okay,
and,
sure.
Go to the website, creationlightship.com, left-hand side, scroll down. Say free clearings, and you're there. But that's it's all about, is to get rid of the aliens here. The show is not pro-aliens by far. remember, they're taking away your mind and controlling your mind, along with taking away your free will, free choice. And that's not of the light. And that's the only difference. If the aliens are all here and they agreed with free will, free choice, no problem. So that's what we have here. In fact, the New Age movement is all about that, of the aliens controlling people's minds. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the new ones that you just mentioned, Ron, the 2,000-year, it's called 2,000-year darkness barcode removal. That's a barcode that you found recently that's been put on people to generate fear of the light and confusion about the true light and what's really going on here and about what the true ascension is about. And it goes, it's a free one. You just click on there and hit go, and the screen will come up and you pop your name in at the top, and it goes back from 2100 to 2000 AD is the first step. These are, it goes back in 100-year increments back to zero being zero on our calendar, and that being, you know, when Jesus was here from the creation light ship, So it's 5 minutes for each window. You can put multiple windows up on this, maybe three or four, see how that feels. And then the last step is spirit integration. And each 100 years just takes 5 minutes. The counter is set at 5 minutes to clear each century. So that's that one. And I'm scrolling back up. And the next one is the alien head, just opening the window here, removal of alien head connectors and implants. So those are the, I can't remember what you said, Ron, if they're just energetic or physical, but they're energetic connectors and implants that we have on our heads that act like antennas to receive the mind control satellite transmissions and any other information that's sent to us. And these possibly get brought forth in our DNA, and they can cause itching and on your scalp and feeling tired and spaced out and so forth. And that just has three steps, the alien head connectors removed, then the alien head implants, and then spirit integration. And the counter on that one is set for 15 minutes. So that's the second free one that went up. And then, the other one is, quickly going there, that's the tracking barcode. So the third one is called the alien and human hybrid tracking barcode removal, and that is a more lengthy clearing time wise there are 8 steps to that, and the counter is set at 180 minutes for each of those. And a few people have been asking on previous recent shows if we need to leave that up for as long as 3 hours. And Ron, you've suggested that we could put the spirit integration page up in conjunction with going through each of these steps, but there's a lot happening in each of these steps. The creation light ship has to go out, and I think this is the one where they're going down. Is this the one where they're going down wormholes? No, that's the other alien one that somebody has asked about on the fast chat, so we'll get to that in a moment. But there is a lot happening here, so, you know, don't change this to 5 minutes and think you're done. There's a lot more for the light ship to have to do. So those are the three new ones that Ron has put up recently that are free. And anything else you want to add to those, Ron?
Probably covered it good.
Okay.
So the light ship, in case you're a new listener, is not physical. It's not a UFO. Even though we call it a light ship, it's a name that kind of fits. But it is source energy, and the source energy needs to find the parts of itself before the ascension time so that it can become into wholeness, and you're part of that. And that's why the light ship is only here for a short time, just like in the time of Jesus, when Jesus was here on this planet physically living. He was doing healings and ascension teachings, just what we're doing now, right now, and when he left, everything stopped. So, that means that nothing happened for probably about 1,950 years. But naturally, the darkness wanted to tell you that he was still here. Every Christian will tell you that Jesus is here to save you, and that's not the case. You have to do the work yourself and get the clearing so that your body can do the ascension. And who do you pray to, or who have you prayed to if you're a devout Christian or a churchgoer in the past, when they wanted you to give your prayers to somebody, something outside of yourself? Well, that's the alien. So you shook hands with the aliens energetically without even realizing it. What do they do to you? Well, who knows? So I guess back to you, Carrie. There's a lot of stuff happening. Nothing that I can really describe or talk about. The soldiers are battling continuously, and that's why they're here. So, like I say, if you happen to be maybe in the military yourself, or maybe you're a policeman or something like that, maybe, you know, a person will say who carries a gun, very possibly you might have visions or dreams at night of doing something that's not here. And that's probably because you have bleed through. The reason why I mentioned policemen is because I think a lot of the policemen were probably in the military. I could be wrong, but I think most of them were probably in the military, maybe even MPs or something, and they decided to take up law enforcement after they got out of the military, because they're probably a prime candidate for that because they know how to handle a gun, okay? And imagine that they would more than likely be picked first before somebody who was not in the military. I can't swear to that, but that would kind of, I'm just looking at what's logical here. People maybe in the other realm, which we'll say is maybe firefighters, probably would not typically have any visions of that. But the people that maybe do carry a gun or who have had high rankings in the military might feel that they're out doing something special. Maybe they wake up in the morning and go, man, I'm exhausted. I don't know what happened. I didn't get any sleep last night. Well, they got their sleep, but they were doing other things too. And very possibly, you know, you were doing things to fight the aliens or involved with that. So this is going on now. Remember, we're coming very close to the Darkness 2012 Ascension, a little bit over a year away here. And the Darkness wants to take people off this planet. And when that happens, in the timeline here, would be destroyed. And anybody who was sent into the future, were they... a lot of people are living now because we know about that, like Stargate and stuff, where people go into the future. Well, once the Earth is no longer here, then they are lost. This is the anchor point. So this is, it's very crucial right now, and this is what's happening. So anyway, for the newcomers, that's kind of how it is, and it might be a little far out for you, but this is what's going on. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so for anyone else who might be new, and I think Keith probably is because he's saying about your answer about what the gray skies was all about, he's saying that definitely was not the answer I expected. I just want to mention that Ron has on pretty much every Friday night a Q&A on a conference line where you can come on and ask your questions directly of Ron and in case I don't have time to get to them on the fast chat. And if you are new, it's a good chance to get a bunch of stuff answered if your head is spinning a little from this information when you're hearing it for the first time, because it is, some of it is you know, seems very out there at first. So, Ron, our next question is from Empowered, and Empowered is asking, who would benefit from the ET Underground Industrial Complex clearing? And that's a new one that went up that's a whole life clearing. It's not under the free section. It's a paid one. And, excuse me, so who would benefit from that, Ron? Do we all need to do that or just some of us? And what does that clearing do?
Okay. So these are the alien complexes. You could call it an alien base. This is a location where the aliens live and have experimentation with humans. Along with that, what they have is vortexes that they can transport you into the beyondo to some place that you know nothing about. So that's kind of what that is. And this, if you may not even know that you're there. Like I mentioned, we lose our keys and get spacey sometimes. You could be abducted all the time, and you could be down there. You'd have to really kind of feel it for yourself, okay? That clearing is there to help get rid of these things. So if you are attached to one of those, remember, once you get tagged, once they put that barcode on you for alien abduction of your body, and they put one on your spirit, you're taking someplace. They abduct you, and then this is more than likely where you're going to. So this is the way that you can help to get rid of these energies off of you by getting rid of these, say, under the ground complexes. Now, they can also be used for people that might be human, also, that are in cahoots. But I put this one up for the ones that are alien, and it will work for the other one also. So there's a lot of things going on. There's many different distinctions between what we know on the surface here versus what we know below. So there's a lot of stuff that nobody knows about. And like when I use the word the United States of America, that energy is much different than using the word U.S. or the U.S. or the United States, okay? Completely different energies. So what I can say is when I use the term the United States of America, this is the energetic energy of the founding fathers of the Constitution. So that's where everybody had typical rights there, and this is why they brought it out. So, and these people could have also, these founding fathers who signed the Constitution, could also have been time travelers too. So they could have been here for a long time, and maybe they appeared at that time to do that. And they could very likely still be alive in our time frame right now if they were on a timeline and was brought back here. So just think of, to make it, I don't know if the other gentleman, Keith, is listening. He probably is. So we'll just make it a little simplistic, okay? So let's just say that you're in an elevator, okay? And you're on the first floor and you have to go up. Say you go up to maybe the second floor of the elevator, and you're living now in the 1600s, okay, on the first floor. So going through timelines, you go on the elevator and you go up, and now the second floor now maybe is the 1700s. So you keep going up and up and up, and you can do your time traveling in a sense that way and not age, okay? So that's kind of the way it works. I'm not talking about clone bodies. I'm talking about somebody who knows how to time travel. So that's one way to look at it. So that's why I mentioned that the founding fathers could very well be alive today, living, and maybe even directing the United States of America military to do these particular, I guess the word would be strikes or sorties or a campaign to get rid of the aliens. So remember, the reason why they came back here is because the people from the future living, who lived here, maybe we'll say in the 60s, hypothetically, okay, maybe even before that, but we'll just say the 60s, went off into the future. Well, they can look back upon the past, just like you can. You can remember back, you know, when you were younger, and as they look back upon the past and they go, oh man, something dreadful is going to happen here, you know, maybe in 2012 or something, and they may even know the exact date of when the aliens planned to do their major strike, then they decided to warn by traveling, we'll say, in that elevator, okay, this is what Al Bielek did in a sense, I won't say the elevator, but for time traveling, and they may have come back and warned people that, man, there's something going to be big happening here. And so all that information is with the United States of America military down below. So, like I said, what's up here on the surface may be completely different than what's down there. I do have listeners probably on this show right now or whenever I do my lectures and things at the expo. They do come in and listen to try to glean some information to find out what's really happening. Then they can use the remote viewers, use their own intel if they wish to figure out what's happening. But I don't normally get or am privileged to get all that information. I can only tell you what I exactly know, and that's basically it. So it may sound a little far-fetched, a little far out, but just kind of look at your sci-fi movies. And I'm sure that you would not want to have an alien pop out of your chest, okay? So that's what they're doing. They're getting rid of these things that are taking away your free choice, free will, and invading us. And just think of the moon rocks and on Apollo 18, if you've seen that movie. What did they bring back here, okay? So is that movie true? I don't know. You have to look at it yourself and decide if it is true. You know, if it is sci-fi, it could be very real. If it is true, then, wow, very interesting. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just back to the original question, which was who would benefit from this clearing, Ron, the ET Underground Industrial Complex one? You may have answered, but I don't remember. Is that something we should all be doing?
I would say to do it if you can, mainly because you may be connected to some base and not even know it.
Right.
And so it may help you get freed up from aliens working, dealing with you, experimenting with you. You know, maybe if you're a woman, you're a baby factory. You don't know that, but you wonder why things don't seem right. Maybe you're a sperm donor if you're a man. You know, there's all different types of things that happen. And they can take you off into all different parallel lifetimes. So this is a way to kind of nip it in the bud, so to speak. Will it get rid of all your problems? I can't guarantee that whatsoever. But it's one step going forward.
Okay. All right. So you've been mentioning about the soldiers a lot, Ron, and Tina has a question about them. She's wondering if they can be asked to go further back in time and get rid of genetically modified organisms and vaccines, that whole, I guess, wherever that idea originated in time. So can these soldiers be asked to
do stuff? The people down there. I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
No, I have no idea on that. That's not all I'm here to do is to get people more in their body with their spirit, and from there, because of all the problems that were here, we happen to get into the alien stuff. So that's where we are now.
Okay.
So I know a lot about what happens, what goes on, but you know, I could not really sit down and probably, you know, talk for more than maybe an hour on different things. Because a lot of it is actually blanked out, so I'm not bringing back the information. But I have seen some pretty awful things happening underground, so I can tell you that, what I have seen. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Marcy is asking if you have any ideas on how she can deal with the grief to do with her upcoming spine surgery.
Boy, I don't know what to say.
Well, you can time crash grief, Marcy. You could try doing that. And I know you have the unlimited emotional clearing, and you've been doing that, so continue on there. And then you're mentioning a little here on the fast chat about the exercise that Ron explained last week about loving your tumor to death. Hopefully you've been trying that out. So maybe other people can type anything else, any other ideas that they may have. But for the emotional issues, you know, we have the emotional clearing that Ron has provided, and then the timeline crash. Just do tons and tons and tons of timeline crashes on grief and on... Just put in spine tumor also, so that if you're having this, any of this energy is bleeding through from parallel lives, you will be able to eradicate that. There's also on the website, there's the healing called, I think it's just called the special healing, which is for physical conditions that you haven't been able to really identify the source of or whatever, and you can, I'll pull that up and see how much it is. I think it's not terribly expensive at all. I think it's one of the cheaper ones. So you could try that one too on the website. Ron, is there on the? I'm just wondering about the alien parasitic life form clearing. Is there a particular one that targets the spine that you know about?
Body rejuvenation possibly could, that gets into body systems.
Oh, yeah, that clearing. But I'm just wondering if there's a particular alien parasite that particularly lives in or targets our spinal cord and spine.
Yeah, the caterpillars go into the joints, so that's possible.
Okay. And then the octopus wraps around our rib cage and stuff.
Yep. So, right. You know, you could be dealing with, you know, waste products, poison, or carcasses that has attached to you. That's a possibility. I can't say it's true, but that's one way to help clearings, you know, to do that. So, what else do we have on the fast chat, Carrie?
So, Empowered is asking if you would explain the ley lines clearing.
Yeah, that's a new clearing that was just put up fairly recently. The ley line clearing is the energy, kind of like the grid works of the earth, okay? And sometimes people get stuck in a certain location because the grid lines, I'll use the word ley lines as the same word here. And sometimes the ley lines can leak energy out to the top, too. So it could be an energetic leakage of energy. So switching over to grid lines and ley lines, this is where they may tag you for a GPS location. That's what it deals with, is to free yourself up from being stuck in one place and not being able to physically maybe move out of a particular street or town. Some people who I talk to have been in maybe a location for maybe a few years or even their whole lifetime, and they just don't feel comfortable or safe leaving that area, even though it may not be beneficial for them. And I guess one thing, one type of clearing, you know, or one way to look at it is, let's just say that you don't live on the ocean, okay? And there's tidal waves coming. And so you may love being there for whatever reason it is, except you know that you could be in danger sometimes. But sometimes if you don't have a tidal wave or something, okay? So you do know that it's going to happen, but when? Now, it's possible that maybe that energy from the ley line is keeping you from moving. Now, you have somebody else maybe who lives in a different location where no way would the tidal wave ever affect them. And they wonder, gee, how come these people aren't moving? Because there's always this fear that something could happen every year, you know, by a tidal wave or whatever, or tsunami, you know. And so they may think that, gee, these people might be kind of nuts living there, you know. Well, maybe it's a ley line keeping you there so you can't move, okay? So, you know, that's alien stuff keeping you from moving. I'm not saying that you shouldn't live, you know, near the beaches or anything like that, but just a way to look at it, you see, from a different perspective. So that's kind of like, you know, I'm next to a volcano. People would say, gee, Ron, why do you want to be next to a volcano? Well, I don't fear death at all, so it doesn't bother me, you know. If it were to go off, you know, I could probably leave very quickly, you know. But, you know, it's that's just the way it is. But you may look at that. So, if you're trying to leave a location, then, and you can't, then very possibly that clearing could help you because you're actually, like, tethered to it. Kind of like the elephant, you know, that they show with the rope wrapped around its leg or the chain, and it keeps walking in circles. Take the chain off, and it keeps walking in circles and doesn't move. So, are you tethered to your location by the aliens attaching you, connecting you to Earth ley line, which we could call a grid line also, okay? Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Tina is just bringing up a good point here, and I had thought this, and I meant to bring it up to you, Ron, before, so I'll just mention it. She's asking if it would be possible to have the exercise you've described for us a number of times now, the loving your problem away, as an audio sample in the on the homepage of your website. And I know we did that just the other day, Tina. If you or anyone listening remembers what day that was, I know it was very recent. Maybe we can find out. So the next question would be, Trent, is aging caused by alien wars in us? he's asking, Ron.
Boy, that's a good one. Very possibly. Remember, you have toxins, and the toxins that could be inside of you may not be from your own body, and you could be, you know, having the toxins causing aging. So I would say that could be yes. Being stuck in time makes you age. So, very interesting. So I see they're from Empowered. Yeah, you know, come on the one-hour conference calls for healing. Marcy, that would be a good thing to do, too, you know. I have those three times a week. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so, Ron, if this didn't have any of the dark side universe leaking into it, and this remained a planet that was just a light planet only, how would our bodies be? Would we start as little babies the way we do and grow to adulthood, and then would we just stay looking as though we were, you know, our late teens or early 20s, or what would our bodies do? How would they be?
Possibly. What I'm used to seeing is you just take your life form, and the life form never ages. So you decide, yeah, say, what age that life form is going to be.
Oh.
So typically, when you view a blueprint, you decide how you want it to be, and then from there, you materialize that blueprint. There's no aging on it. No sadness, no trauma. And then when the body that you energize, that blueprint chooses to... So when you choose to de-energize it, it just goes back to a blueprint. So there's no death, no aging, no decay, just leaves. Back to you, Carrie.
So we just sort of pop into manifestation if we want to be 20, what a 20-year-old would think of as a 20-year-old. That's how we would arrive here. We wouldn't be a baby turning into a 20-year-old.
You're just being, you know, whatever you choose to have. So if you want to materialize a body, say, of a duck or something that's a given, really won't be in the reference of age. It'll be how it looks to you.
Right.
And whatever you choose to have it look like is what you're going to materialize, and you're able to select that particular life form, and then you go into it. So it's not really going to age, because aging is with time. No such thing as time and light.
Right.
So it's not going to advance. Now, you could take it, and if you wanted to be a different blueprint, then you could energize another one, have the one that you were in go away, and then re-energize another one that might be maybe a little taller, a little skinnier, you know, maybe larger in diameter, maybe look different, you know, that's up to you. Maybe you're a bird, and you're just like a little bluebird, you know, and then you want to become a sparrow, so there goes a bluebird, now you're a sparrow. Maybe you want to be a peacock, so now you materialize a peacock. So you have to decide, you know, what you want to do, and that's just the way it works. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So just for any of you who aren't aware of Ron's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday call that he just referred to at 5:30 Pacific time, so 8:30 Eastern, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Ron has a one-hour conference call that I think the cost on that is $20, and he takes us up to the light ship for healing for 1 hour each of those afternoons. So if you're interested in doing that, just hop on the website and go register for that, and you just pay on through PayPal on the website and get an hour of healing. And Keith, if you're still hanging on with us and you'd like to experience that, that'll be coming up in about 45 minutes today if you'd like to really jump in with both feet today. So, gosh, let's have a look. I'm not seeing... Are there any other questions? I guess somebody was asking if Marcy can ask the light beings to help with her spine situation. So I guess the answer to that would be yes, as long as you're up on the light ship, Marcy, you can do that, right, Ron?
Yeah, you can't ask just by asking. Like if you asked right now on this program, nothing would happen. I haven't energized the light beams. So
right.
You can only do that when you go to the light ship. So,
okay, great.
Yep.
Okay, and then also I forgot to mention that on the Wednesday one-hour call, Ron also activates a week's worth of water for everybody that you mark for each day. So, all right, so I'm not seeing any other questions right now. I'm just trying to refresh my fast chat. So what would you like to do, Ron? Any ideas? I'm just scanning through to see if I've missed any questions, and I'm not seeing any right now.
Well, we could talk. I mentioned about curses, hexes, spells, dark side practitioners, clone body parts. Maybe I'll leave it off because our show is kind of coming to an end, and that stuff is not always a very positive thing to end a show with.
Okay.
But what I could do right now, I'll be doing this at the lecture in L.A. more than likely. I have a workshop, then I have two lectures plus the Ascension panel. What we're going to do is if you have a problem somewhere, maybe an ache or pain in your body or something, maybe a bump that you kind of recognize is there and doesn't go away, you don't know what it is, and it might look like a mole or something, we'll just assume that it's an implant, okay? So what's an implant? Implant is some kind of alien tracking device. Now, could the alien tracking device be good? Tracking device, maybe not. But if it is connected to the aliens, it will be a tracking device regardless. But could that device be helping your body? Yes, it could be. Nothing is wrong with it if it is doing something to protect you, or I won't use the word protect you, but maybe give you longer life. So you could have an implant in you that might regulate your blood pressure, maybe your heart rate or something that the aliens put into you because they thought you needed it. Okay? Did you ask for it? No. If they would have come to you physically and shook your hand and talked to you about it and you said, yeah, you know, I really would like to have this implant. I can't find out what's wrong with you down here, but if this will help me, I would really love to have it. And then you were to have conscious communication with these aliens, then that would be okay. So let's take out the implant if you want. This is your choice. Here we go. So I'll count to five. You got to find something yourself. I'm not going to go looking for it. But you may have something on your body that you know doesn't feel quite right to your body. Your body will tell you. That's all. Here we go. Count to five to release this. One, two, three, four, and five. Well, do it again. Starting to yawn. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy, getting rough. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie. We'll see what we have.
Yeah, I feel that. I have a funny little mark on my top of my right leg here that I decided to focus on, and my right foot is really hot now. It's my foot that I feel it in. A bit tingly, but hot, and yeah, wow. That's interesting. Thank you. So, let's take a peek. Marianne says, wow, she's yawning. Yeah. Now I want to yawn, and I'm suppressing it so I can speak.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, now my foot's going a bit numb. Gosh.
Maybe I do some more here. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. This is why you may want to do the satellite clearing and also the clearing that deals with the implants on the top of your head like little antennas. So here we go again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four.
Wow.
Boy. Gonna get rid of a fur ball here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Maybe somebody out there is gagging or something. One, two, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Well, I guess we got probably about 5 minutes. So we'll see what comes out in the fast chat here. Remember, you don't know what you don't know until you finally realize that you knew something. And it got validated for you. So, our next program will be on Wednesday. We have one more 8-hour alien light form removal session coming up this coming Sunday. And then we'll be in Los Angeles and at the end of that following week there. And it'll be the end of the month, actually, here at the Conscious Life Expo. And then going to New York and be there with the New Life Expo. That'll be starting the 21st of October. And that location is a block from Penn Station. And it's at 8th and 34th. So it's in the New Yorker Hotel. That's where Nikola Tesla lived, I think, for about 30 years. And I believe he also was stated that he died there.
Oh.
Can't guarantee that, but that's what they say. So I'll leave that at that. I don't have any other information on it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just staring at my little mark. It's gone kind of red, and my right hand is all tingly and hot now, too. So I've got a right hand and a right foot up to something now. I just was looking at this mark the other day thinking, what is that? I've never seen that before. And now I know. Golly jeepers. So Marianne is saying, I asked to have removed a mark on my face, and I'm still yawning. And she's saying, thank you. Oh, yeah, I still feel funny. Hope you're all right. Hope you got your fur ball up there, Ron. I don't see any other questions. So what time is it
nice
before?
Tooth, so.
Huh?
What we could do is energize a light beam. And,
okay.
We'll do that. Remember, yes. We have a Q&A on this coming Friday after our Station 2 show. So we have Station 2 on Friday and Saturday. So here we go, everybody. This is the energizing of the light beam, so bring it up on your monitor screen. Just scroll down, I don't know, hard to say. My scroll bar is maybe about 40% down from the top of the screen itself. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. If anybody wants to send me an email, that would be wonderful. creationlightship@yahoo on how this implant clearing helped you or what you felt. That would be good too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right. So I think Ron mentioned, you mentioned at some point, Ron, you've got the two expos coming up, LA on the last day of this month and the first weekend of what's next month? October already. And then October, I think it's 20, 21, and 2, you're in New York. So if you haven't seen Ron's booth at an expo yet and you can get to either of these, you'll have an opportunity to get into the light infusion chamber, which is something that it's a physical kind of room that Ron puts up in his booths. And it you can also bring, and you mentioned this when, I don't know, about a week ago, I think, on one of the shows, Ron, that if you have a friend or a relative or whatever or a pet that you would like to have go experience the light infusion chamber, but they can't come to the expo, like you couldn't bring your cat probably, you could bring a picture of them and have them go in the light infusion chamber. And when you're in there, you get beamed up to the creation light ship, and the light being doctors work on you, and I guess we're in there for about 5 minutes per session, and there's different price grades on the amounts of times that you go in, and a lot of different things can happen. Sometimes I haven't thought that too much is happening, and then other times I've been there and just sort of blown away at what's going on, feeling what's being done to my body. So it's a really interesting experience, and there's an online version of it, which isn't really, I don't find, as intense. So if you can come to the physical one and do that, it's great. And the first few times that you ever go in, I know one of the first things that happens is it cleans out our aura, the auric energy around our body, and then I think it starts to go deeper after that. And then the more times you go in, the deeper into you that the light can penetrate and the more work you get done on your body. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron? Any other things that happen when you're in there that I haven't thought of?
Yeah, so if you want to come into it, I'm also, some people have requested or asked me if they could mail me, maybe email me their picture of themselves, a loved one, maybe a pet or animal. And yeah, I could do that and, you know, print it out. And then depending on what you want to do, I can put that into the chamber for you. And so I recommend doing five sessions for $40, or, you know, if you can afford the unlimited for $100, then you get put in, normally when you're there physically, typically, you know, I think like 12 to 15 times.
I think we just lost you, Ron.
What happened here? So normally, the $100 one is well worth it if you're interested in having a lot of things change in your life. So it's five sessions for $40 or unlimited for $100. If you go to the expo, you know, it's not unlimited usage every second. You want to walk around for probably typically 20 minutes, half an hour after each session. And each session takes a little bit over 5 minutes to do. And it's wonderful. So it's not a lot of time that you have to sit there and be in the chamber, because the energy is very, very strong, and it's wonderful. So I guess our time is up here. So thank you, Carrie, for being on. And
thank you,
we'll
Ron.
See you later, everybody.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Yeah,
so half an hour.
You know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.